Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Douglas L. is our guest. He's the author of Counting to God, A Personal Journey Through Science to Belief. Originally a Christian, became an atheist. Now he's a believer again, and he wrote this book about his journey. Douglas, thanks again for hanging out with us. What you conducted, or someone conducted, I guess you did a survey, a new survey of what you call, what's called tensions in the United States with regard to faith or not. Tell us about the survey.
Yeah, it wasn't my survey, but right. I mean, it shows a general decline in attendance at churches and belief, but yet a growing desire for people to have more faith and more appreciation. I mean, it's kind of a schizophrenic study. People want something more. I think they want meaning, but they're turning away from churches. And which kind of gets me, you know, to my point, which is I think there's a lot of people who are confused about the relationship between science and religion. You can have the best of both.
Well, there is another thing that's part of this debate, it seems to me, Douglas, and that is the difference between being having a faith journey and being a religious person. You know, you could, in other words, a lot of people think connect being a person of faith with being declaring that you belong to a certain church. So let's say,
right.
And so I think, in other words, I think some young people may be turning away from churches, but not necessarily their faith life. What do you think?
I think that could be true. I think I believe in broad tolerance among all Abrahamic faiths. I think when some churches say, you know, we got the only true pathway to God over here, and you know, don't go to that other even
right.
Christian church
right.
across the street.
Right.
I mean, I think that turns young people off.
Of course, it does.
But
talk to us about. The essence of your book is about these 7 points that you're
seven making. Areas of science exactly
right.
that I count through.
And what do you hope to with those 7 areas? What do you hope to accomplish in terms of the debate about faith or not in America?
Well, I want to prevent people from being conned like I was conned when I was a teenager and given wrong science. Okay, I want to help people learn how. I think a lot of people are intellectually bullied by some of these very aggressive atheists who distort science. I think people need to know how to talk to their friends and family who are atheists, and they also need to be able to talk to their children about these issues and not duck them, I think, because a lot of children lose their faith, even if they're brought up in a faith household. The studies show that perhaps 70% will drop out of their religion
right.
At some point in their young adult life. And one of the reasons, I think, is this distortion of science. But let me give you, if I could,
sure.
Jim, just some examples. And they're studying new science. For example, 2 years ago, there's this project called the ENCODE Project. Okay, it's 450 scientists worldwide, no religious affiliation, who are trying to figure out what our DNA code does. Okay, we have 3.2 billion letters. That's enough code to fill over 1,000 very thick books.
Right.
Okay, in every one of our bodies. They found out that most, and likely all, of our coding serves a purpose.
Hmm.
Now think about that just for a minute, okay? I mean, first of all, that totally contradicts all predictions by Darwinists that it's all junk DNA and that we're cobbled together accidentally. Okay? And then they came back in December 2012 and said, oh, by the way, there's two layers of information in DNA code. Now, how do you get a fully functional or mostly functional 3.2 billion letters of code with two layers of information by chance?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, and you know, the thing is you don't even have to go to the DNA level. To me, as far as I'm concerned, and this is just my opinion, having grown up on a farm and seeing a whole lot of nature growing up on the farm,
yeah.
you watch what happens. You look, see the animal instincts, all. I mean, if you grow up on a farm, you see a lot of births. And
yes.
The miracle of birth, to me, and I think that's what it is an amazing thing. And to be able to reproduce, to me, is something that's not just accidental, I think.
It can't be accidental. It requires too much technology.
But I've only got 30 seconds left. Where do you think the debate is? Is it, how is the debate moving in America today with regard to more or less faith representation?
I think churches are in decline. I think, though, there are thousands of scientists who believe as I do, and some of them are afraid to come out of the closet, so to speak, because they'll get kicked out of their college.
Mm-hmm. It's not politically correct to be in the academy and be a believer, is it, anymore?
That's right. Hey, Jim, could I just direct people to my website,
yes,
countingtogod.com?
Countingtogod.com. It's also available wherever books are sold. The book is called Counting to God, A Personal Journey Through Science to Belief. Douglas L., E-L-L. Thanks, Douglas, for being here. Congratulations
Thank
on the
you.
Book. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
29
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.